بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما وارزقنا فهما، آمين يا رب العالمين. In tonight's Tarawih, the Surah Mujadilah, Surah Hashr, Surah Mumtahina, Saf, Jumu'ah, Munafiqeen, Taghabun, Talaq, and Tahreem are being mentioned and discussed today, inshaAllah. In Surah Mujadilah, do not let all false claims or non-Islamic superstition lower the position of women. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knower. Therefore, do not make secret consultations among yourselves to plan mischief, evil or falsehood, because such counsels are only inspired by shaitan. Be orderly in public assemblies. Make room for those who dismiss after the assemblies are over. Do not turn to the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for friendship, because their oaths are false. They want to get obstructions in your path, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's judgment is coming when good will prosper. In Surah Hashr, the wicked Jews were expelled from Medina for their hatred towards Muslims, their hopes on their well-guarded positions, and with the help of their friends, proved useless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom destroys the evil of men and makes the believers succeed at any cost. The expulsion strengthened the position of the ummah. In Surah Mumtahina, do not seek protection from the enemies of Islam, but deal justly with all. Follow Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam example. Believing women cannot be married to disbelievers, but marry female believers who seek your protection, and you are proven to be pious. In Surah Saf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his glory shines through his creation, so we must back up our words with action in a united manner. Do not insult the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as past people did. To be truly successful, believe in Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and strive to be the best of the abilities. In Surah Jum'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cares for all. He has sent his revelation for the guidance of both who have previous scriptures and those who don't. Those who claim they are chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have been proven to be the greatest hypocrites. How can they merit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favors? When the call is made to prayer on Friday, hasten to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leave off business. The important lesson here is the need for mutual contract in the community of worshipping and understanding. In Surah Munafiqun, all the hypocrites are false. They think they can fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with their sweet talk and good looks, but they do not realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has punished them by making it impossible for them to see truth. They plan to obstruct the progress of Islam without realizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the mastermind and safekeeper of Islam. Wealth and children must not distract you from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give charity before death overpowers you and cuts off you from doing any good. In Surah Taghabun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions He is the creator of all men. He is the best judge, final judgment regarding those who either did good or evil will be given on the day of reckoning. That will be the day of mutual loss and gain among you. Bear misfortunes with patience. Do not lose hope because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only testing you. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's teaching and guard your wealth and children. Regard your wealth and children as a trial for you. So remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him for His favors. In Surah Talaq, be just with your relations in aspects to your wives. Divorce only at a last result, where you feel that the marriage must be dissolved. Make absolute certain that you deal justly with the weaker part and protect the interests of unborn or newborn lives. During the iddah, let the women live in the same manner as you live, according to the means. Do not anger them. Even then, try to bring some sort of happiness, and try to bring both parties back together. These are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's laws, which must be obeyed. If not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, His displeasure will be dawning upon us. In Surah Tahrim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He mentions that the failings of the weaker gender must not turn away, and harmony and confidence, trust must be taught and practiced. If you fail, repent and make amends. The good man seeks good for himself and his family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward the virtuous, even if they have to live with the wicked people, as was the case of the wife of Fir'aun and Maryam alayhi wa salam. The wrath applies in the case of evil ones who live in the company of good, e.g. the wife of Nuh and wife of Lut alayhim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ability to take heed from these lessons of the Quran. Amin wa akhir da'wan an alhamdulillah rabbil alamin wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amin ya rabbil alamin.